Well, ferry workers are actually protesting in Calais, and these workers are basically angry that they were going to lose their job. They work at the ferry service, My Ferry Link, and this company is about to close, so they are protesting against losing their jobs.
Well, it is very dangerous times because they are burning tires on the rail tracks, which prevents the trains from running, of course.
But Calais is also a magnet for migrants. There are about 3,000 to 4,000 people living in the surroundings of Calais, and what they're trying to do is to jump on lorries heading towards Britain. And actually, when the strike is going on, these lorries can't travel to Britain, or they're driving very slowly. So there are more and more people trying to jump on the lorries, making the situation very difficult. So it's a huge humanitarian drama, but it's also a big problem for the lorry drivers heading to Britain. The problem is that the French are actually blaming the British, that they're not doing enough to help with this problem. Actually, the British border is technically based in Calais, so the British border patrols at the port of Calais, and now the French are saying, why don't you just move your own border to Dover, and then you take care of this problem with the migrants. Basically, the French are not very satisfied by the way the Brits are handling this problem. On the other hand, the Brits say, well, this is a French problem, we give you money, you have to control the borders, and it's basically your problem.